this show.
I brought the story to the table. Sav didn't even want to talk about it.
We chase the story. Chase the story.
What would have thought we'd end up here, eh?
It's all after your signing. I'm glad you saw it, because we need to get to the bottom of this.
What day would it have been? Wednesday?
Tuesday?
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
This week, coming down Centenary Highway, what I thought I saw was three deer just near the Jindalee DFO. Quite fat. Abby, you were right to ask me if they were reindeer, because when I made the call through to the council to let them know wildlife spotting, the chick on the phone said the same thing.
Yeah.
I said, no, not reindeer, because there's no antlers. They were Bambi deer.
Yeah.
And three of them.
Three of them. Because Bambi didn't have antlers.
Deer.
Bambi didn't also have parents, did he?
No. No. Well, he did at the start.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe it was
traumatic.
Looked like Bambi. No other similarities.
I thought I was going crazy. I was like, Brisbane doesn't have deer, and especially Jindalee's not far from the city. I mean, I know it's bushy around there. If I saw a koala, I'd be like, yeah, but deer, no, Australia doesn't have deer, let alone Brisbane having deer.
Must have been a high-earning deer to afford that area.
That's right. So we were talking about it, and I was like, that's ridiculous. Then we got a call from an Uber driver.
Yes, I have. I've been Ubering at 10:30 on a Friday or Saturday night, dropping people off at Mount Ominy, and I thought they were big, giant German shepherds at first.
Yeah, they don't look like deer. They freak you out.
And they were. That's exactly. They were no antlers, and there were like two of them.
The phones lit up. Our social media went crazy with deer sightings all over Brisbane. You got this message.
My friend said they escaped from the abattoir. Now, there is an abattoir in Cannon Hill, but I don't believe they specialise in deer.
I was told that they'd swum across the river from a vet school.
Across the river at Westlake, there used to be a deer farm. Couple went through a bit of a messy divorce and she opened the gates and let them free.
She released the deer. They're spite deer.
I will show him.
When the floods came up in Brisbane in 2011, a couple of those little escapees got across the river, back they've bred and moved themselves closer into the highway there at Kinderley.
So the deer were originally pets or bred?
Or from a vet school.
Yep.
There's a few unbelievable stories in there.
We did think it would finish there, but a lot of people have messaged us online to sort of confirm that story.
Apparently, Brookfield has an albino deer, I've been told.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, a guy messaged me.
Completely white deer.
Yeah, I know what albino. Just one?
Just the one.
Well, and is it a pet, or you mean that one's out in the wild?
In the wild.
Like Migaloo.
Right.
Said he does a lot of work on properties at Brookfield, and he said that there is an albino deer out there. A lot of people also suggesting that the three of us go on a deer hunt. Not actually hunt them, but go and find them.
Gonna find a
albino one.
Not to kill.
No, just to see it.
Just to spot them in the wild. No, you can't kill them.
No. No, they've brought me too much joy over the last couple of weeks to go killing them.
Bambi, mate. Bambi.
Bambi deer. So we, after all of this yesterday, were like, how ridiculous. Wrap up the segment.
Put it to bed.
As if it was true.
Yeah.
Our producers had a couple of leads yesterday, and we're going to come back and speak to someone that is going to tell us whether or not the divorce story is true or not.
Okay.
I hope it's possibly the woman who let them out.
I can say.
Yeah, she wouldn't admit that, would she?
Oh, yeah, maybe
not. Maybe it's the deer.
Can I say without any... Well, they escaped. They did a Shawshank Redemption.
Imagine how they've evolved over the years.
This is the highlight of my career.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. If we get to
not
the bottom
of this...
Not
when we chased the recycled bins? That was pretty
good.
Yeah,
remember? But no, this one, I could retire on this one.
All right.
Okay, if you want to hear Stab retire next.
So you're saying if we confirm this story is true, you're going
to retire?
Let me just check with the producer and get back to you.
When we come back, is it true that the reason Brisbane has wild deer is because of a messy divorce and the now ex-wife opened up the gate to the deer farm and they spread right across the city? You will find out and be able to sleep better after 24K Magic from Bruno Mars, B105.